for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, February the 18th, 2018, Carla B. Todd is the speaker of the morning, teaching on how to deal with tormenting spirits. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Verse 1, beloved, believe not every spirit.
Amen.
Listen, there are some spirits in the churches now. You should not be believing the spirits. Be careful. Don't let just anybody lay their hands on you. Don't. People are so hungry. They go from prophet to prophet to prophet to meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting. Oh, hoping somebody will just lay their hands on them. You don't know what's been imparted to you. Know them that labor among you. Know them. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. By this know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is God,
right,
is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. All religions do not lead to God. It may lead to a God, many gods, but not our God. Not the Almighty God. That's a lie. That all religions lead to God. Because if they did, Jesus Christ would be in it. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So after we start having these feelings and we start voicing the feeling, Satan goes, gotcha. That's how it works. I want you to know how the tormenting spirits work, because they'll come. And that's the effect it wants to have. That's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 4 and 5, you need to cast down every high thought and everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. Take it into captivity. I want you to start seeing a red flag every time you realize that you're having an argument in your head. When you're arguing and you think, when you have a thought, if it doesn't line up with the word, cast it down immediately. Don't even give it thought. Now, in the beginning, it may be the process until you start feeling a certain way or thinking a certain feeling before you see the red flag. But I want you to see the red flag so that you can cast this thing down, and Satan does not have, the tormenting spirit will not have victory over you and take you to the depths of a pit to where it's going to take some doing to get you out of that pit. His goal is to destroy you. And he'll do it any way he can. Okay, we want to agree with God. Now I'm going to read, and then we're going to do deliverance on the tormenting spirit. So, let me go back a minute. Because, now we've heard different. Each of us is different, and we approach things differently. But through sitting under Jerry McGee, if something is going on, the first thing I do is examine myself. Examine yourself. If you don't find anything there that should warrant what's going on, then you need to know how to come against the enemy. If it's you, confess, repent. If it's not you, it's him. So if you're having a pain, I remember one day when I was taking care of my in-laws, I got up one day, and well, my father-in-law had knee problems. And I got up one day, and my knee hurt me so bad. I don't have knee problems, ever. I got up, I couldn't hardly walk. I am hobbling around for a half a day before I thought, what am I doing? See, I was distracted by the things that I was having to do to take care of my in-laws. It didn't come to me until about the middle of the day. I thought, I can't believe I didn't even think about this. You spirit that is causing this pain in my knee, I bind you and break your power, and I command you to get out in Jesus' name. Do you know it quit hurting? Right then. See, we need to learn how to deal with these tormenting spirits. No matter what it is. You know, if it's a kid, if it's your child. Listen, I saw something on YouTube the other day that somebody sent to me. And it was an 8-hour flight to somewhere, another country. And there was a little boy, a 3-year-old little boy, that screamed the entire 8 hours. Now, see, nobody knew their authority. I would have bound that little demon in Jesus' name. Not the child, the spirit in the child. If I'm in a restaurant eating, it's a torment to have a little baby sitting next to you that's crying and screaming. It used to make me so mad. Mike and I would get a babysitter and go out. Invariably, they'd sit us next to a table with a screaming baby. I'm like... But anyway, now I was, Sheila Zielinski and I were down at my brother's beach cabin and we went to a restaurant. It was late in the day, about 3. We'd slept late, you know, had a late breakfast, went to eat Mexican food at this little restaurant. There was nobody in there except us. And then this little family came in with about a 1-year-old. And that baby was screaming and screaming and screaming. And again, I'm distracted, I'm visiting, you know, and I thought, I bind that screaming spirit in that baby in Jesus' name. And before I could get it all out of my mouth, the mother had picked up the kid and walked out of the restaurant. And she went, I can't believe that. I said, it works. It works. We don't have to deal with torment. This has become a torment. I sent a long email to a woman the other day and dictated a prayer at the very end. And when I said amen, I'm holding my phone just like this. That's my husband. But my husband. No, he's my honey. But as soon as I said amen, it disappeared. And I thought the whole email disappeared. I almost had a panic attack because it was long. I put a lot of effort and energy and spirit in that thing, and but I realized just the prayer. Interesting. Just the prayer disappeared. I couldn't believe it. I actually could not believe it. Anyway, I went ahead and sent the long email, but I said, hey, the prayer I just dictated disappeared. I'm leaving to go to Lake Hamilton this morning. I'll dictate it when I get on the road. That's a torment. There are a lot of things that are tormenting. These people that call on the telephone. And they always call, you know, when I had my in-laws at nap time. I'm going, oh God, don't let them wake up, oh God. I started just taking the phone off the hook. I don't care who's calling or what's happening. If they need to call me, it'll wait. I'm on rest. But they'll call at the most inopportune times. Makes me so aggravated. No, well, now I'll turn it off. If I want to hear it, I turn it off. I'm not connected at the hip to this. I am when I'm here. Because I use it for different things. But at home, I may not look at my phone all day. And people will text me and think I'm dissing them. What can I say? That's your problem.
That's your problem, right?
I wasn't dissing you. I didn't even see it. And sometimes it doesn't even get to me till the next day.
Right.
I told them, I said, listen, I'm sorry. We live in a remote place, in a retirement village on a lake, and I think they get hung up in the pine trees. I can't explain it. I'm telling you this because I don't want you to live with torment. Now I'm going to read a list of words that means torment. All of these things are torment. Great physical pain or a source of pain. So, hey, next time you have pain in your body, well, examine yourself. But if it's not you, then bind that thing, break its power, and command it to go in the name of Jesus. That lying spirit, when he'll come, you know, like, let's say you want to apply for a job. You're not going to get that job. They're probably going to hire somebody else. It starts the torment. This is what you need to learn to say. Shut up and go. You tormenting spirit, shut up and go. Get out in Jesus' name. That's what you do. Pain. Hey, you spirit that's causing that pain, you tormentor, I bind you and break your power. That's the order. Bind it, break its power, command it to get out. Mental anguish. Emotional anguish. This is all torment. Harassment. To bug. Our neighbors just got a little yippy dog. About this big. Thinks it's this big. And I bind that barking dog spirit. That tormenting barking dog spirit, I command it to shut up in Jesus' name. Hey, it works. Give it a shot. I've learned a lot of stuff by just giving it a shot.
Amen.
Let's throw it out there and see. And I'll tell you, for the past 2 years, I've gone to Beverly Hills to minister in a church of converted Muslims. Interesting. I even have to have, they don't even speak English. I have to have an interpreter. I said, Lord God, help me. between the first phrase and her repeating it, I might not remember where I was. I had to really focus there. But I taught about this. And I got a testimony from the pastor, and they had called him. He does jail ministry. And they had a jailer that was so unruly, so violent, nobody could get around him. They were going to have to remove him from the prison. But it reminded me of the guy with Legion, because he had supernatural strength. He was crazy. He was out of his mind. That's a demon. And so they called him and asked him if he would come and pray for this man. So he said, I got there. Everybody is staying away from him. All the other people in jail. And he said, Michael, would you come over here and let me pray for you? He was cussing that preacher out. He was throwing chairs. He was a wild man. And he said, I thought about what you said about our authority in the name of Jesus. And so he just said, I bind that spirit of violence and I break your power and I command you to get out. The man immediately, he said, everybody in the jail was just almost in shock. He said, I was a little surprised myself. But listen, the power, like Tammy said, the power of God is in you. We really on this earth are are nothing but vessels. For when Jesus was here, he did all these. He cast out the demons. He healed the people. He gave his life for us. His body is in heaven. He can't lay hands on anybody anymore. He can't cast demons out of anybody anymore. But you know why it says from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence? Because Satan thought he was going to eliminate Jesus. But Jesus gave his life so that he could go up there. And through the power of the Holy Ghost, he has sent himself into every believer. Do you believe that?
Yes.
The demons don't even see your flesh and blood body. They don't. They see Jesus Christ. They see the Holy Ghost. And they see God the Father. And you can read John, it's either 14 or 17, when he was praying. And he said, Lord, I am in you, and you are in me. And he wanted us to be one with them like Jesus and God were. And we are. We are. We are. When we walk through the world, the demons that are out there, they see Jesus and they tremble. They are horrified and we don't even have a clue. But we better get a clue. Because the days are coming. If somebody, my husband said, honey, he's a Texan. He's got a gun. Where is it on his hip? I always ask him, do you have your one bullet like Barney Fox? What are you going to do with a gun, honey? The way the devil works, he uses the element of surprise when you least expect it. He's already done his damage before you can get your thing out of the holster. You know, you got to unsnap it, pull it out. He wants me to carry a gun. We would all be trouble. I said, honey, I don't need a gun. I bind you in the name of Jesus. That man would go down. I believe that. If you're ever in a place and somebody comes in with a gun, don't hide under a desk. Well, you can get under the desk, but bind it in Jesus' name. I bind you in Jesus' name. When I bound that crocodile, it rolled over dead. It rolled over dead. Frank Marzullo Sr. tells a story. He was a little bitty man and about this big, but he had a voice like an 8-foot giant. But he was preaching in this church, and he had noticed a man that came in and sat on the very back row, and if looks could kill, he would have been dead. But at one point in the service, that guy got up and was walking straight toward him with murder. He was going to kill him. And he said, the blood of Jesus between me and thee. And the man went, boop, like he ran into a plexiglass wall and fell down on the floor and could not get up. I'm telling you, there is power in the name of Jesus. And he has given us his permission to use it. And we need to use it.
Amen.
Y'all heard me tell the story of my little granddaughter. She was exhibiting rebellion. What a shock. Picking flowers off of this vine that I had on my out on my porch rail. And that the flowers were little teensy-weensy things on the vine. And she would bring me one, you know, and I would take it from her. Oh, Grammy loves it. Thank you so much, Kaylee. And so she'd run over there and get another one. After about the 50th flower, I said, okay, Granny has enough. Granny has enough flowers. I don't need any more flowers. And she was on her way to get another one when I said it. And she turned around and looked at me like, I'll be the decider of that. And so I said, Look, Granny's got a book. Come over here, Grammy, I'll read you a book. And God had just told me that morning, you need to stop being polite to the devil. And I didn't quite know what he meant, but I learned pretty quick. See, the devil, rebellion, that's rebellion. And so when she looked at me like that, and it, the book didn't distract you, you're not going to distract the devil. He's got a plan, and he's not easily. But if you know what to do. I had an aunt that didn't believe in demons. I think I mentioned this the other night. Somebody died in the intensive care, and a demon walked in her room. Hard to deny it when it shows up. But anyway, my little granddaughter, I said to her, when I saw the rebellion, I just, here's that finger. You know, hey, but Jesus said, if I was the finger of God, you know, okay, I got one. I pointed at her and I said, I wasn't talking to her, I was talking to that, all I could see was that demon of rebellion. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of rebellion, I bind you and break your power, and I command you to get out of her. You're not going to live in my grandbaby. And when I pointed my finger at her, she was kind of looking over her shoulder. She turned around and stood at attention. And when I finished, she went, amen. I said, yes, amen. And she's not rebellious. Listen, those things, those are demons. That's not your stubborn little bratty kid. It's a demon. Deal with the demon. But, you know, I thought probably she would start crying because Grammy doesn't talk to her like that. But I think she even understood I wasn't talking to her. It did not scare her. She didn't cry. She came right to me. But, you know, if you have children that are exhibiting demonic things, I was instructed by this guy on TV. The first deliverance I ever did was on my 5-year-old daughter. And she would cry every day going to school. And I heard this radio program, and the guy gave instruction. When your child is asleep, go to the bedroom door. You don't have to talk very loud. Demons have supernatural hearing. But you do have to say it. You can't just think it. You know, you got to open your mouth and say it. Even if it's a whisper. You spirit is causing my child to do whatever. I bind you and break your power. I command you to get out in Jesus' name. If you know what, if it's rebellion, call it rebellion. If it's lying, call it lying. If you don't know what it is, you spirit that's causing her to act that way, that's the one I'm talking to. I bind you and break your power and command you to get out. Do you know the thing that was, it was a tormenting spirit that was generationally inherited, because I was in a deep depression when I was pregnant with her, and she was melancholy. You know, she wasn't a bubbly little happy little girl like, you know, I thought she should be. But it left. It left. And I didn't know anything about demons at that time. But you know what? You don't have to tell me twice. I don't like stuff. And if there's a way to get rid of it, you tell me how, and I'm going to do it. And I did it, and when I saw the result, and actually the next day, she accepted Jesus as her Savior at my ottoman during our morning devotions. But she never did that again. So it's powerful. I learned right then, oh my goodness, there is power in this. And there is power in it. And you don't have to be a deliverance minister to do it. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to be a preacher. You are a vessel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and His power is in you. And He's giving you permission to use it according to the power that worketh in you. Okay. It means pester, tease. See, that's what bullies do. Bother, badger, worry. You tormenting spirit, when you start worrying, I know who you are. I break your power and command you to get out of me. Repeated bodily or mental suffering, agony, misery, dread, source of trouble. To inflict torture. while I'm at it, if you've been used by a tormenting spirit to do these things to other people, ask God to forgive you right now. And just let that tormentor know you're not going to use me to hurt others. It means frighten. My brothers used to love to scare me. I'd go in the bathroom to do my business and close the door, and I'm not thinking of, and then walk by the door and go, and of course, you know, I would jump about 3 feet. They just love to see me jump. That's inflicting torture. Extreme mental distress. Agony of doubt. Well, I just don't think I really don't think I can. So, you know, watch what comes out of your mouth. Vexation. A severe affliction. A curse is a torment. The act of harassing by continued persistent attacks. Nagging. Nagging. Annoy continually. Molestation. That's a tormenting spirit. And people that have suffered that, the torment is continual. The dread. The cruelty. To frustrate. It means nuisance. It means plague. Provoke. If you like to provoke people, you're a tormentor. To make ineffective or powerless. That's the goal of the tormenting spirit, is to make you ineffective and powerless. Persecute, oppress, injure, wound. Mean man spirit. That's a real spirit that's mentioned in the Bible. A mean man spirit. A mean man spirit. If you've been physically abused, that's a mean man spirit. If someone is bullying your child, you just tell them or pray with them before they leave. We're going to bind the mean man spirit. We're going to bind that tormenting spirit. One time someone was going to beat my Kyle up. He was about 7 and precious. And he was scared to go to school because some little kid said, I'm going to beat you up tomorrow. Well, he was terrified. And I said, you know what, Kyle? That is an evil spirit. It's not really that little boy. So I prayed. I said, this is what we're going to do. Lord, I send mighty angels to school with Kyle tomorrow. Like the servant that they were surrounded, and he said, open his eyes if he can see. And he saw the angelic host that was with them. I opened the little boy's eyes, that when he approaches Kyle to beat him up, he'll see those angels and he won't go near Kyle. And that's exactly what happened. Kid didn't even approach him. It's a mean man spirit and the spirit of the bully. Satan loves to bully us. But you know what? Enough is enough. Aren't you tired of it? Aren't you tired of the tormentor and the bully? Well, now you know what to do with it. So, y'all have fun when you go home. Start getting after these tormenting spirits and using the power that is in you. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I cover everyone with the blood of Jesus. I call angels to protect them while they're undergoing deliverance. Okay, y'all don't have to repeat me. We'll be here all day. I call angels to assist, to get rid of the demons when they come out. You don't have to be worried about demons leaving someone and going into somebody else. Not here. When you pray for somebody, cover them with the blood of Jesus and cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Jesus rarely told them where to go. Rarely. He just said, get out. Okay? Okay, so Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to the tormenting spirit, the bully spirit. I bind you right now and break your power off God's people. I come against great physical pain. I command it to get out of their bodies now. If you have pain, get out, you tormenting spirit of pain. Mental anguish, I command every tormenting spirit to come out of your mind. Go, in the name of Jesus. Listen, I pray for a man. I know I've given this before, but y'all need to hear this testimony about this man. He couldn't even leave his house. He was in his 60s. He had a very important job in Houston. He was the head over all the automobile associations. And he had to stand before the Congress once a year. And the wife called me and told me what was going on. She said, "Carl, it's bad. He can't even leave the house, and sometimes he won't even come out of the bedroom." That much fear had gripped him. And so I'm just letting her talk. She said, "You know what he's really afraid of?" I said, "What is that?" No, she didn't even say that. She just said, "He's having these problems." And she said, "I will tell you, his mother is in a mental institution today. And his grandmother died in a mental institution." And I said, "I know what this is. That's a tormenting spirit, a lying spirit telling him." And it started with a thought, because he was in his 60s, that he was going to be replaced at his job. And he was scared. And the devil just, that he's an opportunist. He took the opportunity to take this to the nth degree. So I went. He lived about 4 hours away, but I went and prayed for him. He was sitting in a chair. The chair, his whole body was like this. His clothes were shaking. The chair was shaking. Everything was shaking. It was, you know what? You cannot be distracted by manifestations. It was almost scary for me. It was almost intimidating. Lord, I don't know, can I? Am I able? You know, all that. You have to not look at it. I really believe that's why the disciples didn't go ahead and finish casting the demon out of that little boy. They went to start, and he fell down, starts foaming at the mouth, and they all retreated. You know, I really believe that's what happened. Because I've seen it happen. The demon starts manifesting, and people retreat if they don't know what to do. Most of the time, they call cops. But I told that man, I read him some scriptures first, and I said, and he was a Christian, a kind of a surface Christian, but he loved the Lord, and he was a good man. And so I looked at his face, and I said, "I don't want you to listen to a word I'm saying, because I'm not talking to you." And I got after the demons. "You lying spirit that is telling him he's going to end up like his mother and grandmother and die in a mental institution, I command you to shut up and go." I came after the fear. I came after everything I knew, the curse of death, the spirit of infirmity, insanity, generational insanity, all of those things. And he was no better when I left. I didn't see anything happen. Although he was burping. Now, he didn't know that was a form of spirit leaving. But he started burping. And when I left, God had given me some scriptures. And I want, listen, this is an assignment for you. I don't know what your area of torment is, but you need to get in the Word and find some bullets to load your gun with. When the devil was after my kids, and my son was in and out of jail, he's in jail today. I mean, he's been in and out of jail for 20 years. But I'm not giving up. I have a promise, and I'm not letting go of it. But when he was first getting in jail, it was hard, you know, to go to the telephone and see Jasper County Jail. I'm like, oh, gosh. Then it got to where, you know, I would go and see that it was the jail. Then just any time the phone rang, you know, it would grip me. Well, I found a scripture about the man who trusts in the Lord. He will not fear evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. That was my bullet. They had to catch it. And that's how you're going to catch this tormenting thing. You'll get to where you'll catch it when it first starts, and then you can stop it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the man was supposed to go stand before the Congress in 2 weeks, and he couldn't even come out of his bedroom. And he was wanting to call and tell him he wasn't going to be able to make it. Now, this was God, not me, because I told her, you tell him not to cancel that appointment. He will stand before the Congress, and he will be just fine. I look back on that and go, Carla, you went out on a limb there. But you know what, too? It was prophetic. I prophesied. I had no way of knowing if that was going to work. But God wants us to learn to prophesy. Start speaking your desired end. That's prophecy. Speak your desired end over the situation. That's what God taught Ezekiel to do about the dry bones. And when he got through speaking, he had an army out of those bones. Isn't that amazing? Hey, God's a miracle worker. There is nothing impossible for God. The man went to the Congress, gave his report, and was fine. And was he was off. He had done everything he needed to do. Went to the psychologist and then to the psychiatrist and took all of their drugs and everything. And nothing was working. But he did it. And he's well today. Praise God. So don't be afraid to help somebody. Okay. So I come against those tormenting spirits of being pestered and teased. If you've been teased, I break that power, that the torment that came with that teasing and being badgered. Worry, go in the name of Jesus. Repeated bodily or mental suffering, go in the name of Jesus. Jesus suffered that on the cross for you. Don't live with it. Receive his healing. Speak to your body. Command those tormenting spirits to go. All agony, get out. I come against agony right now. Misery, misery, go. Misery, you don't belong to live in a Christian. Go in Jesus' name. All dread, I break your power of dread. Go in Jesus' name. Infliction, you go. Being inflicted in your mind. Or in your body, in your emotions even. Fright, terror, fright and terror, panic. Go in the name of Jesus. All fear, get out in the name of Jesus. Extreme mental distress, just being, just worried in your mind all the time. My little mother-in-law, she couldn't even sleep. She could not stop that mind. She was so tormented with that. Sometimes when I would pray for her, you know, sometimes it would work and sometimes it wouldn't. But that mental hamster wheel that just drives people, drivenness, that's a tormentor. I come against the spirit of drivenness, having to be doing something all the time, moving all the time. Can't sit still. I bind that tormentor and command it to go in Jesus' name. All doubt, agony of doubt. Some of y'all might be doubting right now that if you go home and do this, it might not work. I come against that spirit of doubt and unbelief. You go in Jesus' name. All vexation, you go. Vexation in the mind, vexation in the body, vexation in your emotions. Go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Curses. Tormenting curses that have been in your life. I bind them and break them and command them to go in Jesus' name. All harassment, spirits of harassment, just being harassed day and night. Hearing voices in your head that torment you day and night. I speak to those tormenting voices and I say, shut up and go in Jesus' name. All nagging spirits. Being tormented by a nagger or being the nagger yourself. I bind that spirit of nagging in Jesus' name and command it to go. Molestation, It's spiritual molestation or physical molestation or emotional molestation. There's many ways you can be molested. I break the power of molestation off of you now in Jesus' name. All cruelty, cruel words that have been spoken towards you, I break the power of the cruel words. I pull them out of your ears. Cruelty by your mother or your daddy or a coach or a school teacher or a friend or a pastor. In Jesus' name, I pull those words out of your ear in Jesus' name. Frustration. Just being frustrated, that is a torment. Frustration, I break your power and command you to go in the name of Jesus. Plague, torments of plague, go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind that strong man and command it to go in Jesus' name. Tormenting spirits, go in the name of Jesus. Self-destruction, go in the name of Jesus. Provoking spirits, you go in the name of Jesus. Ineffectiveness. I break ineffectiveness in Jesus' name. Loose her in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. You loose her now in Jesus' name. Persecution. Being persecuted. There's many forms of persecution, and you will suffer it because Jesus suffered it. He was called crazy. They thought he had a demon. They tried to kill him wherever he went. I bind the spirit of persecution, all tormenting spirits of persecution, you go. Self-inflicted persecution, persecuting yourself all the time. I bind you and break your power and command you to go. Spirits of injury, tormenting spirits of injury. If you have injuries all the time, tormenting spirits of injury, go in the name of Jesus. Wounds, the tormenting wounds from the past. I speak healing right now to the broken places in your heart. From childhood, from the womb, even generationally inherited broken hearts. You can be heartbroken. The mother can be heartbroken and then the child is heartbroken. I bind the spirits of wounds. I bind that mean man spirit right now, the tormentor of the mean man spirit. You go in Jesus' name. All the meanness, being treated meanly, spoken to meanly, go in Jesus' name. And I bind the spirit of the bully. I bind the spirit of the bully right now. That tormenting bully who just wants to keep you in fear. I bind bipolar in the name of Jesus. I bind spirits of insanity in the name of Jesus. Insanity spirits, you go. Come off of the minds right now in Jesus' name. Insanity, you go. Go in Jesus' name. All insanity, go in the name of Jesus. Mental illness, go. Generationally inherited mental illness, go in Jesus' name. The torment of being mentally ill, the torment of not being able to function properly. I bind those tormenting spirits and I command them to come out of your mind now in Jesus' name. Bipolar, ADD and ADHD, autism, every affliction that is a torment to you or to others, I bind and break its power and command it to come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So when those tormenting spirits come, you're going to bind them and break their power and command them to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you that you're going to complete what you started in each of their lives. I loose upon them today a fresh anointing of your love, Father. A fresh anointing of your love that drives out all fear. Listen, everything is a love issue. Because God is the answer and the solution to everything. If you're having trouble with fear or doubt, you need more love. Ask God for more of His love. Lord, I need more of Your love today. I need more of Your love. In Jesus' name. I loose upon them joy, a fresh anointing of joy upon each one. I loose upon them happiness. I loose happiness upon them. I loose a spirit of rest. A spirit of rest in Jesus' name. I loose upon them ease. Ease. That they don't have to struggle in Jesus' name. I loose comfort upon your people right now in Jesus' name. I loose upon them courage. Fill them, Lord, with your courage. You know the spirit that, the scripture that says, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. When you look that word cheer up, it's not what we think it is. It means courageous. Courageous. Boldness. That's what it means. Be of good boldness and courage. I have overcome the world. I loose upon your people assurance right now. The assurance that you love them, you know them, you created them, you care for them. Lord, you told me one day, not only can I heal you when you get sick, but I can keep you. I said, I receive it. He's my keeper. Not only my healer, but my keeper. I loose upon your people peace. Peace. I loose upon them delight. In Jesus' name. I bind that tormenting spirit. I command it to shut up. I bind the strong man. I command you to shut up and be quiet. In Jesus' name. Come on out. Come out. Every one of you. Come out in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for the freedom that everybody has received here. We give you thanks right now for the victory that we have obtained this weekend. Go in peace. And I bless the food, the last meal, the last supper today. Say goodbye to everybody. Get your hug. And we'll see you next time, hopefully. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.